go towards goodness. The physical is not literal, because the only reality is change. The only certainty is change. Think about it. What stays the same here other than the soul? Those you have known for 10, 20, 50, 60 years are the only constant. The flame within your child, your brother, your sister, your parents, the flame of your closest friend, your husband or your wife. Something within them remains constant. Just as something within you remains constant. Whilst the scenery changes, characters come and go, the seasons move past and the body ages, physical life moves ever onwards. It is a holy trick. It looks set in the stone, but it is not. This is what the sages meant when they said, the physical world is full of Maya. It looks set in the stone, but it is not. And what looks ungraspable and intangible is the spiritual world. What does it look like, we ask? What do we make of it? Serapis Bay would relay a higher perspective. In the spiritual world, there is a divine order. Rules do exist. There is a hierarchy, a working, living, breathing system of love. It is a thing we might not understand. Rather, it is felt. Golden ones, you don't live within chaos. You don't live within chaos. Chaos perspective is fear-based. Chaos perspective is a physical trick. You do, in fact, live within many bodies of love. Bodies that are meticulously organized through the frequencies of love. All of life is at its source, loving. When you ignite the flame of ascension, you decide to go towards goodness. To develop within yourself a most beautiful and sacred geometry. And you can go inwards through doorways of ascension or outwards through doorways of ascension. Either way, the doorways remain. Ever and always, bodies of love. Your approach is the key that opens the doors. Always approach whatever it is within this physical world with great reverence and respect. Because all is an expression of the One. And because each doorway is a threshold of a holy land. You live within the body of angels. This is the doorway into the hierarchies. And for the time being, we will go no further into this, other than to know this one sentence. You live within the body of the angels. Take a moment with that sentence and feel the comfort this brings. An organized, loving system. The body of the angels. Your sound creates geometry. And when we talk of such topics, it should be approached with reverence, with heart. Golden Ones only discuss what is within your soul. Watch yourself, watch your sound. Be the wise guardian. For if we take what is God with the intellect alone, if we are curious to know without the bedrock of feeling, well, it is a long way down. You will know, you will feel yourself falling. A part of you will know. Because there are rules. How do you talk about such things? And how do you use your beautiful sound? With heart, with reverence. When you take something in your mind and change it to what quells the fear, bolsters the position, or suits the thinking. When you make something of a thing that is not what it is, you create a bump in the road which will always trip you over eventually. You know this truth. How many times have you fallen over yourself? Dear ones, therefore, speak of light from deep within the heart and not the surface layer of the mind. The squaring of the circle is the bringing together of what seems actual with what is actual. All of physical life contains a spiritual component that must be approached by the initiate with reverence, with heart. From the balanced center. God is not a discussion that originates through the curiosity of competing personalities. Rather, a deep communion of one heart to the other. In the physical world, a conversation about God often wears the disguise of the real stuff of life. What is messy? What is personally difficult? What melts, breaks, and stretches the heart within a body of love? And in our golden temple, there are many roads to the same place. Many flames lit from the same light. Ask yourself, am I lifting? Am I lowering? And have a preference for the more exalted path or for the flame within. Uplift yourself. You all have the opportunity to become the architect, guided by the flame, which is the underlying ascending self. In a physical reality inherited from the angels, you live in a non-literal plane encompassed by angelic law, ever going towards goodness. Go towards goodness.